It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, the USFL's week number three recap, the TV ratings weekend. After week number three of the USFL's 10-game regular season, the play on the football field remains quite solid, but the interest of the home television viewers may be slowly waning. The TV ratings for week number three of the United States Football League's newest incarnation were released today. And it shows a continued gradual erosion of the league's week-to-week interest by home television viewers, and that's not good. Last weekend's marquee matchup, Saturday night, between the undefeated hometown Birmingham Stallions and the 2-0 New Orleans Breakers was carried by Fox Television and drew just 1.1 million television viewers nationally. For the record, the Saturday night game did not go up against the final rounds of the NFL draft, which happened to end an hour before the USFL's kickoff. As we've covered here every week, all USFL regular season games are being played in a brand new football stadium in Birmingham, Alabama. The stadium will be the future home to the UAB Blazers football team. And the league is wisely minimizing its first-year expenses, like travel and stadium cost, administrative overhead. However, this trade-off is that three of the four weekly games being played in Birmingham continue to draw a minuscule gathering of fans in the stands. And this isn't a knock on the Birmingham football fans, though. Would you even pay $10 a ticket, which is a dirt cheap price, to go watch a football game between Michigan versus Pittsburgh in your hometown on an 85-degree Sunday afternoon? Me either. The lack of energy in the football stadium for games like that can really make, though, for rather boring television product. In contrast, Saturday night's Birmingham versus New Orleans USFL football game was another exciting TV game. The hometown Stallions prevailed 22-13 as Birmingham rallied to score the final 12 points of the game in the final quarter to win in front of about 15,000 local fans. Casual television viewers last Saturday night apparently had better things to do than watch the USFL's spotlight springtime pro football game. The USFL's goal, remember, is 1.4 million television viewers, and it was not achieved at all in any game in Week 3. The other three football games played last weekend had very weak television ratings. The Sunday afternoon televised matchup between the Michigan Panthers and Pittsburgh Maulers grabbed only 292,000 sets of eyeballs around the country on the USA Network. When I attempted to tune in and watch Sunday evening's finale between the New Jersey Generals and Philadelphia Stars, I learned that that football game was going to be covered by the NBC online Peacock service. And though I already had a free version of Peacock, oh no, you wouldn't find it there. This game was being shown on Peacock's premium service with a fee of $4.99 per month. Now, something tells me that the television viewership for that USFL first game ever played on Peacock, which still hasn't been announced as of this story, will set an all-time low for TV viewership in a nationally televised pro football game. Fox Sports, which owns 100% of this USFL, previously stated that it wants the new spring football league to average 1.4 million television viewers every game to be viable for a second year. Week number one for the league, as expected, exceeded that number. But week number two's games fell below the 1.4 million television viewer goal, and week number three's TV ratings withered even further. So let's be blunt. The USFL's on-field product is generally okay and can be quite entertaining at times. The games are certainly just as good as the most recent iterations for spring football by the AAF circa 2019 and the XFL back in 2020. Both of those leagues folded, though, prior to the end of their first football season. I just can't see that Fox will pull the plug on the USFL early this year, as the network still has plenty of cash to absorb any losses. But the real question is whether the USFL will be able to turn things around now and add new fans for the remaining weeks of the regular season. Many of us, like me, are rooting for the USFL to succeed, but America's appetite for spring pro football has yet to be proven. The decision to play every regular season game in Birmingham, which is a nice enough southern city, is hurting the TV product, as no more than a few hundred fans show up in attendance for three of the four weekly USFL games being played in Alabama's largest city. Televised football games being played in a nearly empty stadium simply can't generate a lot of excitement for at-home viewers. The Birmingham Stallions home games have been attended by respectable crowds of up to 20,000 fans, but the USFL's TV product is failing to generate enough excitement to keep and maintain viewers. The week number 3 television ratings are a very bad sign, as the league's interest continues to deflate very slowly by the week. The USFL has not received a great deal of help from a few of the more traditional sports media outlets either. Good luck trying to find your USFL weekly TV schedule and game results from either ESPN or Yahoo Sports. The ESPN main website, which contains a separate tab for the NBA's G League games and cricket, shows crickets nothing for the USFL. Meanwhile, Yahoo's website is also void of a USFL header as well. So what gives? ESPN is owned by Disney, which also owns Fox's competitor, ABC. And Yahoo Sports? It's owned by NBC. So let's give a little credit to the CBSSports.com people, as their website continues to feature weekly information about the USFL. CBS was heavily involved in the short-lived Alliance of American Football, the AAF we discussed earlier, in 2019. Perhaps they're quietly rooting for the USFL to make it. Since the USFL is entirely owned by Fox Sports, the network needs to do a much better job in promoting its own USFL weekly schedule. Fox network television competitors are not going to help this new spring league. Fox Sports wants the USFL to grab a higher percentage of the available spring sports television advertising dollars with this new football venture. A successful USFL means that Fox Sports would dominate the spring sports television scene and thus score more advertising revenue than pre-USFL days. Back here at home, the potential TV audience for USFL football has difficulty simply knowing the game day and the television network which is going to carry the weekly slate of football games. For example, there was not a USFL football game played on a Friday night during week 1. But in week 2, there was a USFL Friday night game played. In last weekend's week number 3, there was no game played on a Friday night. So what's it going to be in week number 4 this Friday night USFL? You got it. There will be a game played this Friday night on FS1 at 9 p.m. Central Time between Philadelphia and the Michigan Panthers. But wait a minute. Those two cities are both in the Eastern Time Zone, right? So the kickoff for their hometown fans will begin at 10 p.m. East Coast Time on a Friday night? Whose bad idea was that? While we're at it, here's the other 3 USFL games scheduled for this weekend with all game times as Central Time. Other than the Friday night game at 9 p.m. on FS1, we also have a Saturday game at 1:30 p.m. between the New Jersey Generals, who are 2-1, and the Pittsburgh Maulers, who are now 0-3. That will be on, good luck, Peacock TV. Then Saturday night at 6 p.m., it's the headline game between the Tampa Bay Bandits, who are 2-1, and the unbeaten Birmingham Stallions, who are 3-0. That game is on Fox. And then Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., the final game of the weekend pits the Houston Gamblers, who are now 1-2, against the New Orleans Breakers, who are 2-1. That game will be simulcast on both traditional NBC and Peacock.
Sell, sell, sell.
As the NFL can attest, the largest potential audience, though, for professional football games comes on Sunday. The USFL should televise a Sunday doubleheader every week.
Yes!
Perhaps the bigger issue for year number 1 was simply getting enough television outlets to commit to covering the USFL's weekly football schedule. But for home viewers like me, the league would benefit from playing its weekly schedule on the same days with the same kickoff times every single weekend. The USFL's weekly television ratings are suffering from that lack of weekly continuity. Now, I don't mind searching around the television dial for the TV network carrying a particular USFL game as long as I know with certainty when the games are being played every single weekend. Fan interest will definitely rise once the league adopts a stable weekly football schedule. And while I'm on a roll, I have one more final suggestion for the USFL this week. I'm not going to be paying $4.99 a month for Peacock. If USFL insists on forcing this option upon its fans, why not use Peacock to simulcast all four of your USFL games every weekend via the internet to justify making the expenditure? Other than the NBA's never-ending playoffs this weekend on television, this weekend's USFL football games will have very little in the way of significant sports competition to compete against, so the pressure is on for week number four. This week's television ratings better take a step upward and inject a little positive momentum into the new football league. Check out a USFL football game this weekend and come back next week and we'll discuss it. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.